This is my very first initiative in which I would be telling about the history, the golden era of Islam, what all happened from the birth of the Prophet Muhammad to the last Ottoman Caliph. We will be discussing it in episodes and series. After seeing the whole support and viewership Ertugrul Ghazi got, I came to know that people are really interested in knowing Islamic history. So I came up with this initiative where we will discuss the whole history of Islam. In this episode, we will understand the chronology in which major incidences occurred in the Muslim history. Now, the chronology, we cannot cover it in a single episode. We will do it multiple episodes. In this, we will mainly cover the incidences which occurred during the Prophet Muhammad's lifetime. Now, all the years which I will tell are in Anno Domini, as it is most widely used. Hijri calendar is mostly used less than considering Gregorian calendar. Now, starting with the birth of Prophet Muhammad, it was in the year 570 AD. He was born in Makkah. Now, after 40 years, exactly 40 years, during that period, nothing happened, nothing of particular concern, nothing of that type that we should discuss. After exactly 40 years, the first ayah of the Quran was revealed to him. It was in the cave where he used to keep solitude. The year was 610 AD. Now, this is the base year from where the prophethood came to be known to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the same year that Hazrat Ali ibn Abu Talib, who is the uncle of Prophet Muhammad, that makes Hazrat Ali the cousin of Prophet Muhammad. And his very good friend, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they accepted Islam. 5 years after the prophethood, in 615, Umar ibn al-Khattab accepted Islam. And how he accepted Islam, his sister accepted before him. Then after learning, he came to know that his sister accepted, he went to beat her, to kill her, and he heard Quran and Allah changed his heart. Then 10 years after prophethood, in 620, the first hijrah or migration of Muslims happened to Abyssinia, where the ruler Najasi was more accepting of Muslims than the Meccans. In 622, the Great Hijra, from where the Islamic calendar begins, the Hijri calendar begins, happened. The Sahabas went ahead of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad went later in the in the Hijra, and he made Hijra to Abyssinia, to Yathrib, now known as Medina. Then in 624, 2 years after Hijra, the first battle, the Battle of Badr, happened. It was a major military victory for Muslims and gave way for stability and expansion of Islam. 300 Muslims fought with 1,000 Meccans. And this battle is so important in the history of Islam that it is the only battle named in Quran. It was in 624. The very next year, 625, the Battle of Uhud took place on Mount Uhud. The only battle throughout Muslim Quraysh war history in which Muslims did not manage to defeat the enemy. And Hazrat Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Prophet, died in it by Wahashi. Then the very next year, 626 AD, the Battle of Khandak or Trench took place. It is also called the Battle of Confederates because Muslims have to fight the Jewish tribes and the Meccans, the Arabs. It was a siege, 30-day siege of Yathrib, and there were something 10,000 Confederates and 3,000 Muslims, and Muslims won. In 627, Prophet concludes the Treaty of Hudaybiyah with Meccans. Now, what happened? He saw in dream that he will be going to do the Hajj pilgrimage. He went on. They were stopped by the Meccans in Hudaybiyah. Hazrat Usman ibn Affan was sent for arriving at an agreement, And the rumor spread that the Meccans killed Hazrat Osman. So the Prophet took Bay'ah to avenge the death of Osman. So the famous Bay'atul Ridwan, the pledge of the tree, took place here in Hudaybiyah to avenge the rumored death of Hazrat Osman. But the Meccans gave back Osman and signed the treaty. And it was the first time that they accepted Muslim as an authority. In 628, the Muslims reclaimed Makkah. It was the first and the last time that a battle was allowed in Makkah, because it is an holy sanctuary. Battle is not allowed there. In the same year, in 628 only, prophets sent messages to Khosrow of Persia, to Heraclius of Byzantine, to Macaucus of Egypt, and the king of Yemen, so that they accept Islam, inviting them to Islam. Now in the year 632, we jump from 28 to 32. No major incidents took place in this that we need to discuss. In 632, the farewell Hajj of Prophet happened. Very famously said that whose Mola is me, his Mola is Ali, which Shia and Sunni debate about. Shia says that it is the official declaration of Hazrat Ali being the next Khalifa. But I do not agree with that, because if it was so, none of the Sahaba or Hazrat Ali himself have ever put this point that it was the official declaration. Most likely, the Mola here means your beloved. So Prophet Muhammad said, whoever loves me should love Ali. The last verse of Quran was also revealed in 632. It is in Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse 3. And it says, this day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Now this is the same year when an expedition was sent against Byzantine in Tabuk, and it ended in a stalemate, and the adopted son of Prophet Muhammad, Zayd ibn Haris radiallahu anhu, is killed in action. And Prophet Muhammad also left this world, this dunya, in this very year. It was a devastating and sad year for the Muslim Ummah of that time. He rested in the Rosa Mubarak in the blessed tomb in Medina. After him, the rule of Islamic nation was given to his friend Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. There is a whole lot of debate. Was it correct, wrong? Was he the first Khalifa or Hazrat Ali the first Khalifa? Then it is a whole lot of different debate. Here we will not discuss about it. The title which he adopted was Caliph, and the rule was called Caliphate or Khalifa and Khilafat in Arabic. The same year, the daughter of Prophet, the mother of Hassan and Hussein, the wife of Ali ibn Abu Talib, from whom descendants of Prophet are, the leader of women in paradise, Fatima al-Zahra, passed away. In the next episode, we will discuss about what happened during the Khalifa, Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Thank you.